the rifle that I would hold to my head was something my second stepfather, being an avid hunter and fisherman, my 12th year birthday, it was given to me. So, I mean, there was a lot of sentimental value. It was a 357 replica of what the old saddle rifles were that they used in the Wild West. And like him, too, I had adopted just, Second Amendment rights. I to some degree, I guess I felt almost an entitlement issue there, too, just the right to bear arms. I did not want to surrender that. However, I am ever so grateful when I had my one genuine suicide attempt up on the river. Had I have had the access to, well, actually, that was in storage, so yeah, I did. I chose to use the pills. I something about the.
But yeah, even sometimes, even if it's just in storage, just that extra step to get it makes it.
That's
less
true.
Less likely you'll use it.
That's true.
I just ask because actually something I hear a lot in the community is I hear from guys who don't want to come out about depression or even more mild mental health stuff because they think erroneously that they're going to have their guns taken away, even if they just come out with like moderate depression.
No, that's a very sincere yes. I too did through the attempts at mental health. Actually, I'm very glad you brought that up because that is true. I did minimize a lot of my severe suicidal thoughts and issues because of that when I did seek the counseling. Yeah. You know, I didn't even think about that. That was a legitimate fear, though. Yeah, I didn't even really think about that.